kickstarting your day.
Live from just around the corner.
This is Lou and Al.
It's Triple M Breakfast.
G'day, it's Lou and Al here at the Borders 105.7 Triple M, and here's hoping you're going to have a cracker weekend.
Yeah, whatever you're planning. Gosh, there's so much happening around the traps as well this weekend. Even if you want to do a bit of, you know, like armchair gawking or car gawking, there'll be heaps of Chryslers around.
Oh, that's going to be absolutely
check
massive.
Those out. I must admit, I do love seeing the Chryslers because they're just, some of them are absolutely beautiful, aren't they?
The work involved, yeah. The money involved, nothing short of extraordinary. Mm. And it's so cool because it's one of those events that you were saying earlier on the show today, it's the biggest in the biggest south of the equator.
Yeah, biggest in the southern hemisphere, I think.
Yeah, which means no matter where you go across the border this weekend and today, you are going to see Chryslers everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely everywhere.
So I think that's absolutely fantastic and lots going on there. We mentioned the Easter egg hunt. That's always big for the kids. I mean,
yes,
that's a little scary that Easter has crept up on our doorstep so quickly.
I know. It's well, I mean, we're almost at, like, we're past the middle of March, so we're getting up to that other end.
You know what?
But at least the weather's changed for it, so it is that little bit cooler, which is nice for doing outdoor stuff now.
Yeah, thank God, because I've been sick of getting burnt. I've been burnt a lot this year already.
Have you?
I have, because it's just one of those things where you just go, oh, if I'm only out in a couple of minutes, if I'm just going to put the trash out, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, and you just go, why is my neck stinging?
Oh. No, you can't ever just say only a couple of minutes.
Yeah, no, bad idea.
Rookie mistake.
Still wearing a hat, but just the exposed bits of skin, it can get to you.
Yeah, I didn't mention earlier today, but I was out yesterday doing farm things. Hubby Michael and I were doing, like, we were like real farmers yesterday.
Right.
Doing marking and tagging our new calves.
Yep.
And vaccinating them. So, like, yeah, I felt like almost a farmer yesterday, I'm going to say. It was fun.
I think I need to paint the picture. This is like 5:35 this morning.
Yeah.
I'm barely awake. I've just got my first coffee of the day. It was going quite well. You got into your adventures on the farm, which is lovely, and then described the ringing part of cows and the process involved of separating them from a certain part of their anatomy.
Well, we don't separate them at that moment. We
put the ring on.
Yeah, we put the ring on. So the ring does the work. But you do have to grasp the little, the fluffy bits.
The fluffy bits, yep.
And you do have to grasp both of them because they're tricky, sneaky little things. I had no idea. So you've got to pull them through the ring. And make sure you're grasping both of them because occasionally I reckon Michael and I tried about five times because then one would just slip back. And you can't just do one because
there's a pair.
One, well, yeah, and one of them, they still work with one. So the idea is
you need to work with zero.
Yeah, right. So they don't, like, the little boys, we don't want little boys that have got a full set. So anyway,
it was a great conversation.
It was very interesting because we've always had some help from our neighbour. Like, we've got a fabulous neighbour who's really experienced cattle farmer.
Yep.
John, and he helps us normally and has in the past always helped us with that stuff, the ringing and stuff. But we've got our own cattle yards now. Like, we're grown up.
Look at you go.
I know.
You're almost self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Almost.
So that was quite humorous, but we were running out of light as we were doing this yesterday too. We're like, oh, come on, we've got to get it done. Anyway, we got pretty well all of it done. One calf did manage to sneak out, pushed a gate that wasn't closed properly.
Ah.
Rookie mistake, us. I said almost farmers, you know.
Bolt for freedom.
Yeah, he did. He made a run for it because he wanted to hang on to his little fluffy things.
Oh, I'm with him, funnily enough. Well, speaking of conversations, we had a couple of great ones this week, and that's what we're sharing on today's podcast. Firstly, let's catch up with this incredible story. Our tech guru, Stephen Fenwick, was talking about how the Apple Watch managed to save a couple of people.
Yeah.
And this is remarkable. The level of technology where it goes, uh-oh, something's wrong. I better deal with this.
Yeah, like fall detection.
Yep.
Unbelievable. And it is a great story and they're using it in their advertising, which is a brilliant move.
Mm.
But he told us all about it. Very, very interesting.
and Triple M's techspert, Stephen Fenwick.
Time to talk tech here at Triple M with Lou and Al on your Tuesday, 23 to 8. And if one of the streaming services needs to build a new search and rescue show, Lou, they don't need to hire actors anymore. They just need to go out and buy a couple of Apple smartwatches. to find out more, Stephen Fenwick, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
Yeah, we're good. Now, Apple is touting the fact that their smartwatch has managed to save a couple of lives so far.
Yeah, not a bad selling point. Buy this watch, it could save your life. And it actually was literally the case in these couple of instances here. There were two people that they highlighted their stories. There was a man named Bruce Mildenhall and a woman named Lexi Northcott. They're now actually part of an advertising campaign as well. Bruce is an avid cyclist and was riding in Victoria. He was, riding up to the Macedon Ranges and got to the top and then was coming down, was suddenly knocked off the bike by a kangaroo, would you believe?
Oh,
so he was knocked unconscious and was laying there, and his Apple Watch detected the fall. So the fall detection is a feature. And it asked if he's okay. When he didn't respond, it automatically called an ambulance, shared his location, and also informed his wife.
That
and he says, in the story, he says, I don't remember anything. I remember waking up in the ambulance.
That's incredible. And,
wow.
So how long he would have been out there for, and look, if he had a serious injury, he could have died out there, but he was, luckily he had his watch that had the cellular version of the watch, which meant that it had a connection on its own. It didn't need the phone to connect. So he probably rode... he went on his bike, probably left his phone at home because the watch can get your messages, calls, emails. And so he didn't need the phone. Luckily,
it was
able to...
you've got no pockets when you're wearing Lycra.
That's it.
There you have it. You got it. The other case, this woman, Lexi Northcott, she was a young girl. She was 16 years old when she received the Apple Watch for her birthday. And she kept getting these low heart rate notifications. And she dismissed it thinking, I'm young, I'm fit and healthy, it's a mistake.
Yep.
Anyway, a year later, she kept getting them. She just happened to be with a doctor during a doctor's appointment. And she mentioned just in passing, look, doc, I'm getting these low heart rate notifications. What do you reckon? He goes, well, look, let's just test you out. Put it on the ECG, and sure enough, she was at extreme risk of heart failure because of these low heart rate. She needed heart surgery. If she hadn't have done anything, she would have died.
Wow.
So it did really illustrate the fact. That's another, the other feature is low heart rate and high heart rate notification. So if you've got an unusually low heart rate, the watch will say, this is something you should take notice of.
Yep.
Same thing if you've got a high heart rate and you're not exercising, because it can detect when you're moving, right? So if you're moving, you've got a high heart rate, it goes, oh, you're exercising.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're just sitting on the couch and your heart rate's 140, then that's an issue. And it'll give you that notification as well. And the watch can do an ECG, and that information is accurate enough to show a doctor for them to make a professional assessment on you anyway. So a couple of great stories on how an Apple Watch, it can tell time and also tell you who's calling, but also save your life.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Stephen, is it just the latest versions of the watch that do those things?
No, the versions back 4 or 5 years all have fall detection, all have the low heart rate. So, yeah, they all have it. It is a built-in feature of Apple Watches going back, I think, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
that's
fantastic.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Great.
Right,
love
real
that.
Good news story this morning.
That
Thanks
is.
For that,
yeah.
Stephen.
Full details at techguide.com.au. We'll catch up with you same time next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
This is Triple M.
While you're on your way to work, turn up good time.
Another special guest we had this week was the one and only James Lake, and I love catching up with James, both on air and off air, because he just brings the best news stories to us.
Sure does.
And have a listen to what he came up with this week. All right, let's move on to this one that's blown my tiny mind. A surging number of Aussies are getting their financial advice from influencers.
You shouldn't be surprised, right?
Oh, please tell me it's not true, James. There's no hope for the human race if it is.
Well, maybe influencers need to get accredited as, you know, chartered accountants or something. So this is a poll from Finder discovering that 30% of Aussies are going to social media to get guidance on how to spend their money. Of course, Gen Z, the youngest of us, 48% are getting their financial advice from somebody on social media. Interestingly, though, maybe the encouragement from the influencers isn't so bad, okay? 13% of Aussies have been encouraged to save money because of social media, and 9% are now creating budgets, and 1 in 10 have actually cut back their spending because of what they're seeing on social media. So it's not all bad.
Okay.
No, I say that cautiously.
But yes, the other 80% are creating ridiculous content that always comes up on my screen.
Yes.
No, but seriously, you're right. It is. It can't be a bad thing if it's making people think about their finances to some degree, but I feel
Please
you're
talk
probably
to an expert.
Better off getting your financial advice from a financial advisor who's accredited.
That's right. That's right. And, there's regulations around who can and can't really give out proper financial advice anyway. So
not on the internet, there's not.
No, that's it. It's fast and loose on socials.
Hey, that's it for the podcast today. Enjoy your weekend, as we've established. God, it's going to be nice.
It is. It's going to be so nice. Michael and I might try and catch the little bull that got away.
Oh, we'll see. One remaining.
Yeah, he's only little, though. He's only like...
You can't run that fast.
6 weeks old or something. Yeah, we've still got another couple of weeks.
Poor little bugger. Hang on to him as long as you can if you're listening. All right, we'll talk again soon here at Triple M.